I've now been practicing 36 years. And during that period of time, I've seen three occasions where a particular statute seemed to take over our practices. The first was back in the 1980s with the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, which led to all of a sudden all sorts of people being consumers and applying a consumer protection statute. One of the first cases I worked on involved the South Texas Nuclear Project case, where HLMP claimed to be a consumer and was invoking consumer protection law. 5 to 10 years later, it was RICO, the Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organizations Act, and all of a sudden, all business disputes became racketeering matters. Now we have the Texas Citizens Protection Act, which is a slap statute, and all of a sudden, every case seems to involve the right to free speech. These have been the, in each one of these cases, either the legislature or the courts eventually brought things under control. But for a while, for over the last few years, we've seen slap motions, TCPA motions, in all sorts of cases that you would not normally expect to see them. Is my PowerPoint up? Okay, well, let's go to the second page of it because it's not on my screen. The three things I'm going to talk about today are the, first of all, the three rights that are guaranteed or that form the basis of the TCPA and how they changed when there was an amendment last year. And in particular, the second point, I'm going to try to emphasize how this affects employment law practice in particular and not just everybody. I'm going to try to talk about how it has continuing application even after the amendments. And to the extent that I've got time at the end, I'm going to talk about how the procedural process changed. Now, a year ago, Corey Devine and I were speaking at the State Bar Conference, and we were going to speak on the SLAP statute. And 15 days before we spoke, the legislature amended the statute, the 2019 amendments, and we had to figure it out sort of on the fly. The paper I provided has a lot of that. It shows you what the old statute was, what the new statute is. And there have been a lot of changes. I'll try and cover some of those. But I'll tell you in advance that as of right now, there's been no reported case under the new amendments. So to some extent, we are speculating about where it's going to go. Go to the next slide, if you will. Let's talk about what the TCPA is. It is an anti-SLAPP statute, SLAPP being Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. That was a term coined by a couple of professors at the University of Denver back in the 1970s. The idea is that certain types of lawsuits are being used to abuse the political process. For example, a lawsuit might be filed against one of your critics if you're a politician. And in fact, I recommend to you, if you have the time, is go look up John Oliver. It's a HBO show. Last week tonight, in November of last year, he had an entire segment on slap suits in which he talked about a guy named Bob Murray, who was a coal company executive who, you know, was offended by the satire in John Oliver's program and filed lawsuits against them. And the for example, somebody on John Oliver's show said that Mr. Murray looks like a geriatric Dr. Evil. He did not appreciate that comment, and there was litigation about it. But Murray brought in a state that did not have a slap statute. And that's what led John Oliver to talk about why these statutes are important and why they do serve a valuable purpose. In Texas, however, things got a little bit out of control, and we'll come to that in a moment. I'll also mention that the Fifth Circuit has now held that the TCPA is procedural for purposes of Erie. So if you're in federal court, you don't have to worry about SLAP right now. Congress has not yet passed a SLAP statute, although that's been kicked around from time to time. Let's go to the next slide about the amendments. The amendments were effective on September 1st. Now, what's important here is the language of this, that it says an action filed before the effective date is governed by the law in effect immediately before that date. So in other words, if a lawsuit was filed up to August 31st, 2019, it is governed by the old original statute. Now, that could be a snare for you, and it's worth remembering as because the statute will apply to the action, even if something is added to it. So let's suppose that I file a lawsuit on August 31st, 2019, and we go down the road. There are never any slap statutes. And then a year down the road, we add a new party, and that new party files a claim, counterclaim in the lawsuit. The old slap statute would still apply because the action was filed prior to September 1st, 2019. So in theory, we could have old law slap motions being filed years from now. It's worth remembering that the key is that when the lawsuit is filed, not when the claim is added. On the next slide, scope is a major issue. What kinds of things the slap statute applies to? The statute uses the term legal action. And then it says, if the legal action is based on, relates to, or is in response to the three protected rights, the statute applies. We'll come back to the three rights. That's free speech, right to petition, and right of association.